That was when I was a child. That was quite a term of reproach for anybody with red hair.
I wonder why. You'd think they'd be glad to have red hair.
It wasn't admired, that's all I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, there are redheads that aren't very pretty. The Cherokee ones aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't very pretty.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. What's it made of?
Well, I prefer an iron skillet, but they do make them of steel,
uh-huh.
aluminum.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You ever call it anything else?
That's the only words I know.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one with legs, like that went in an old fireplace?
No, that was a... Wait a minute. If I can remember the... Yes, I cooked them. No, I didn't either. I never cook them. I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a frying pan or a spider or a creeper?
Not my terminology. You just said skillet or a frying pan, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes?
A kettle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ever called it.
Would you ever use it for anything else?
Some years back I had a Negro washerwoman who always boiled the clothes over a fire in the kettle in the backyard. That's the way she wanted to do it. And on the farm they used it when they were putting up beef or pork, you know, to prepare the... Oh, I think they probably dumped the animal in it to get the skin or hair off the skin or something.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I haven't had much experience in that.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
I'd call it a pot.
Okay. What would you call the containers that you put cut flowers in?
I say vase.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A jar, maybe some.
What are the eating utensils that you set out at each plate when you're setting a table for dinner?
Plates and cups, glasses, bowls.
Yeah.
Saucers.
What do you call the silver? I mean, the individual pieces.
Just knife, fork, spoon, salad fork, soup spoon.
Yeah.
Teaspoon.
Okay, if you had
bread and butter knife.
Yeah. If you had steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. Okay. If the dishes were all dirty, you might say, "It's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have clean dishes. I must go and what?"
Wash the dishes.
Okay. After you wash the dishes, then you what?
Well, I just put them in the